The Honolulu Rail Project was launched with a variety of lofty promises in the manner of massive public works projects everywhere, one of those promises being the creation of thousands of local jobs. Now that the rail project is in full swing, people are starting to wonder if that promise is being fulfilled. And as Marcel Honoré tells us in today's reality check, there's no definitive answer to that question because the Rail Authority is not keeping track. Good morning, Marcel.
Aloha, Chris. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you. It's pretty standard to make promises of that nature when you're getting a project off the ground, right?
Sure. It's not unheard of in other locales besides Honolulu. Keep in mind that when rail was really getting off the ground in the run-up, this was during the Great Recession. So Hawaii, much like the rest of the country, was struggling to kind of climb out of those really sluggish economical years. Mm-hmm. And so a big pitch for rail at that time was the job creation that it would bring.
And when that pitch was made, it sort of, is it fair to say it carried the implication that this was going to be tracked, that we were going to be at some point in the future going to be getting some confirmation of that promise?
Well, I'm not sure if they, part of that discussion was, and we'll get back to you in the midst of construction. But mm-hmm. in any case, we felt it was worth checking in and seeing if there was any sort of tracking and really just to get to that answer to the best of our ability.
And what kind of answers have you come up with?
Well, the short answer is they are not tracking. I mean, HART, Honolulu, the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation, their primary kuleana is to build the rail project. It's not in their mandate. They're not required or obligated to track those numbers. But what they do is they've taken sporadically these point-in-time counts, kind of similar to the annual homeless count, that
right.
they do around the islands. And those and that's apples to oranges as far as comparing, annual job totals and the like. But what mm-hmm. those point-in-time counts show is that anywhere between 1,200 and 1,700 people, that includes the laborers, the mechanics, as well as the engineers and the designers, typically the people behind the desks, anywhere between 1,200 and 1,700 people on any given day are working on Honolulu's rail project.
One of the a rail critic quoted in your article said that the project isn't conducive to having that full promised number at work on any given day, and that number was around 4,000 originally.
Right. So in rail's original environmental impact statement, and those are basically the reports that they put out that show how the project will affect the community. It showed about an average of 4,000 direct construction and engineering jobs a year. Mm-hmm. Now, when those reports came out, it was assumed that rail was not going to hit all of the delays in schedule that we've seen. So the reports assumed that construction was going to take place on a more compressed schedule from 2010 to 2019, so about 10 years. Now, since then, of course, construction has been delayed. It's been pushed in a kind of a different market with different scenarios, but also the schedule has been stretched out to more than 12 years and counting. So on that longer timeline, you have those jobs distributed, along more years, and so it's just not on that same compressed schedule.
That I guess that makes sense in terms of the longer time period. Maybe can an argument be made that over that time that something close to the predicted number will find work?
Yeah, I think eventually you'll see the amount of employment that's needed to build the rail project. It's just a question of whether it's kind of the shot in the arm all at once that it seemed to be billed as back in the Great Recession, back when we were saying we really need these jobs and we need them now.
One of the problems being that, as you said, we were in a recession period then. We're not in one now. But over the projected time it's going to take to complete the project, we don't necessarily know what the overall economy is going to do, do we?
Right. I mean, keep in mind the the last segment of rail, the last 4 miles coming into town, which is really the big X factor as far as how complicated that work's going to be, mm-hmm. how complex working in such a dense urban area. That contract hasn't even gone out yet. They pulled the procurement off the table late last year, and that work's not even going to go out to bid until probably August or later of 2019. There's a lot of construction and a long schedule that's still ahead of us. Rail isn't expected to be done until the end of 2025.
Well, what could possibly go wrong? Thanks very much, Marcel.
Thanks, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Marcel Honoré.